It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House, your local hometown market for nearly 100 delicious years. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Barabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's Kansas City's iconic Italian chef, Jasper Barabli, and the gregarious and cuisine-informed Kimberly Stern.
Hey, ching-a-dee-ching. It's Dominic,
The donkey.
It's your favorite holiday song.
He's been playing that a lot this year for me.
He has. La, 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 just enjoy that for a second, Jasper. Just take it in.
Come on. It's Christmas time, Miss Kimberly.
And I bet the young man sitting next to us knows Dominic, too.
Oh, of course you have to. If you're Italian, you grew up with Dominic the Donkey, my friends. This is Jasper Barabli.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live today, of all places. This brings back memories. We're back to one of my family friends' restaurants right here in Kansas, in Prairie Fire, at the Brass Onion, Miss Kimberly.
This is such a gorgeous restaurant. We have Andrew Brancato sitting next to us, who, of course, is of the Brancato family. He has been working in the business since he was a tyke. I think even younger than when you started working for your family,
it.
Jasper.
Yep, exactly.
So we're going to be talking with Andrew, and we're going to be talking, of course, with Chris Rohde, who is the executive chef of the Brass Onion. But, Andrew.
Thank you for having us.
Oh,
thank
you. I'm having a little coffee here right now. I'm looking at that espresso machine right now.
That's a serious espresso machine.
I had no idea. I mean, I've been here several times. As a matter of fact, we snuck over and had a little fried chicken. We'll ask your chef about that.
Oh, yeah.
About a to-go order for fried chicken with some extra hot honey. But we'll talk about that in a little bit, Miss Kimberly.
Well, I think we need to do what you always like to do, Jasper, and that's kind of start at the beginning. But
that's
we
right.
need to remind people that brunch is starting now. Now until 3?
Yes.
Yep,
3 p.m. Saturday brunch, Sunday brunch starts 10 a.m.?
10 to 3.
10 to 3 tomorrow?
That's correct.
And this menu looks delicious. I know we're going to have some food later. But you have known the Brancatos for forever.
Yeah, since we were very, very young. Of course, my parents knew their parents very well, and their grandfather and their great-grandfather. And, of course, you go back even more. We talk about the Brancato family in Kansas City. We talk about Fairyland Park.
That's right.
Well, everybody knew Fairyland Park in the day.
And, you know, my late husband, Richard, always told me about Fairyland.
Really?
Yeah, always.
Aww.
So that's very cool.
See, I don't remember the pool. I was talking to Andrew about that before. And some of our listeners out there, if you remember the pool, we'll put some stuff on Facebook this afternoon. I know when Andrew's grandpa was still living, he came out to the restaurant, and I found an article. There's actually a Facebook page for Fairyland itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people were putting photos on after that.
Yeah, it's definitely an iconic part of the history of Kansas City and our family as well. And you know, it's just developed from there. And I think strong work ethic and entrepreneurship started a long time ago with our family.
There's no doubt. And, of course, when we talk about food in the background and your grandparents, and, I mean, come on, we come from an Italian family on both sides of your family, your mother's side and your father's side, the Faro side and the Brancato side.
Yeah, large family gatherings and producing food for the masses has always been a thing for our family, I feel like. You know, whenever a family get together, 75 to 100, that's a normal get together for our family. So, you know, I don't think I ever saw them not in the kitchen when I went over there to grandma's house.
And then we take this back into that time right after Fairyland, and we get into the catering business.
Yeah, 50 years old this year. This
wow.
is our 50th anniversary year, and it's just it's been a fun ride.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting. This is the 65th year for Jasper's, the 50th year for Brancato's.
And if you go back
iconic names.
If you go back to Fairyland, we're mm-hmm. talking back in the 30s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Because my mom used to swim there at Fairyland.
I love it. Mama Josephine.
Yeah, come on.
Who's listening to the show, no
oh,
doubt.
Oh, you know she is.
No
we'll
doubt.
Hear some, we'll hear some corrections and some, you know.
We will.
She'll call me later on and tell me what we said wrong.
So, Andrew, before we went on air, we were talking about you growing up in the business.
Yeah.
And that you were just a tyke. And I said, you know, Jasper started, I think you peeled potatoes, right?
That's right. Exactly.
When you were old enough to stand on a stool and be safe with, like, a peeler.
What a peeler.
I love what your job was, Andrew, because you guys owned, I think, the biggest rental company.
Yeah, it was a large rental company in Kansas City, and, you know, the tasks were many owning a rental company, and so I think one
in
of
the
my
Midwest.
First, one of my first jobs was, my summer jobs was repainting and touching up picket fence and whitewood chairs that we use for rental business.
Wow.
A hot summer in the sun, just painting and painting, but I loved it. I loved being around family and working for the family, and just it became a part of my life.
And, you know, that's where you learn attention to detail, which is such a part of what you do, whether it's here at the Brass Onion, whether it's out in the field doing off-premise catering. I mean, that is...
Absolutely. I always believed, and so did my dad and my uncle, who were great mentors to me, though. And, you know, like you said, attention to detail and hard work and customer service. And we always pushed that forward in our business, and no matter which direction, whether it was rental or catering or restaurants, and just focusing on the details and making sure that what people got is what they expected.
Yeah.
And when you look at the menu today here, and the first thing, and people are talking about the fried chicken.
Another 50-year-old recipe.
Exactly.
I go back to that 50 years, but and also a nod to my late grandfather, and we named it after him. It's Mr. B's Fried Chicken, which was his nickname. With anyone that knew him around our company, they all called him Mr. B. So
now, when you opened last year, you opened up in 18 or seventh, late 17.
Yeah, it'll be 2 years on 15th January.
That's right.
Yeah.
Was Grandpa still here?
No,
he had passed away already.
Yes,
I didn't remember. Okay, I didn't know for sure.
Yeah.
Well, what a great history. And you got to come over here today and have some brunch with us, because, Kimberly, we're going to have a little food here in a little while.
We are.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. Chris,
because usually you're eating during the show the whole time.
Usually.
Do you remember when Andrew came on the first time?
I do.
In the studio. It was like, these people are animals. They have not eaten like in weeks.
It was fun. Yeah, we got to do some shrimp and grits and some cornbread
and
brought an array of stuff and made the smells permeate the whole studio.
Well, I know no Chef doubt. Chris has his team working on some special stuff. But let's talk about the Brass Onion opening here in Prairie Fire, because Prairie Fire has grown to be a really vibrant shopping and dining destination in Johnson County.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a unique opportunity. We weren't necessarily seeking out a restaurant opportunity, but when this one opened and we were approached, we really took a hard look at it, because I grew up in this area in South Johnson County, and we've lived here. My dad's lived here a lot of his life. He grew up right on the Missouri side, but then we moved over here. He moved over here and then raised us over here. So we felt like we really knew the demographic and the neighborhood and what we wanted to target out here. And so when we approached the restaurant, we really started to dial in on things that we thought this neighborhood needed, wanted, and would be excited for. And so creating an atmosphere that was fun and vibrant, as well as food that matched. And like I said, one of the main staples of our company is always producing things that people find comfortable and inviting, and that's what we did here, from atmosphere to food.
Well, Jasper and I were... I'm sorry, Jasper.
No, please.
Well, we were looking around, and the thing that struck me, there's a mural on the wall when you walk in. And, of course, there's a mural of Jasper's when you walk into the dining room, but which has family
special
significance.
Meaning, exactly. And then I'm looking at it.
And Andrew
said, you got to take a look. Now, look at the last gentleman in the photo on the end. And I'm looking at it, and I said, well, look at the stand. And then I put my glasses on. I said, oh, my God. And you could tell the story about this.
Yeah, the artwork in the restaurant has been important to me from when we opened and before we opened, to find pieces that created excitement and conversation for people, because I think that, you know, you go out to eat and you want the environment to be comfortable and exciting. And so there's several different art pieces, but it took me a while to find the one that I wanted for the front entry, and I eventually end up having it commissioned. So I had an artist from the art gallery across the street, Ava Reynolds Art Gallery. We worked together and found an artist that we felt fit the personality of the restaurant and could create a piece that was exciting and vibrant and be a conversation piece for diners. And also tapped into our history of entertainment and food service and etiquette. And then just when you see the picture, it just is a party in front of a dining scene, and it's got live music and
And your grandpa's in there.
Yeah, we wanted to do a slight nod, and not an overstated nod, but with something that if people knew him, those that did know him would know that his signature pose when he was sitting is represented there.
That's fantastic. But there's no nod also to your father.
Yeah, my dad is an avid musician. He's been playing the drums since he was in second grade, and that's his passion, that's his hobby. You know, and what time he's not working, he loves playing the drums. And so there's a drummer in the back just jamming away. And
I still remember 114th Terrace going over to the Broncato's home in the basement, because that basement was set up with a movie theater. Yes. That was before people ever even thought about having a movie theater. This is back in 1972. Yeah. There was a movie theater, and they would put movies on, first-run movies back then, you know, in the basement. And then, of course, they had a haunted house. Anything that was going on, it happened at that house. And Mario's drum set, and they had his own band going back then.
And they're called the Flash?
Flashback. That's the name of his band now, and they're really great.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
A lot of fun.
Well, Kimberly, we need to just take a short little break here. I know we have a lot to talk about today.
Well, and, you know, Chris, Chef Chris has been sitting here. We're going to be talking to you a lot in the next three segments.
Awesome.
But we're really excited. This menu is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, it's fantastic. And I've been through the menu myself. A lot of dishes we're going to talk about. But right now, we're just going to take a real quick break. We need to thank our sponsor, Live from Jasper's Kitchen. Of course, it's sponsored by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your market for almost 97 delicious
97?
Years. How about that, Ms. Kimberly?
I mean, we're talking about iconic
things
here.
It's about history.
Right.
And, of course, right now, it's Christmas time, and it's time to do a little shopping. And when you think of shopping, you have to go to Hen House Market. Kimberly, I'm looking at the photos, of course, in the ad this week. The Kansas City strip loin roast, $9.99 a pound. Beautiful for your Christmas dinner. Mm-hmm. Of course, brisket. You got to have some brisket. We're celebrating Hanukkah. We have to have a little brisket. And then, of course, all the delicious pies from your friends at Tippins Pies. Miss Kimberly, is there going to be a Tippins Pie on your table this year?
There will probably be three, Jasper.
Ah, how about the black bottom pie?
The black bottom pie.
You didn't eat much of that last week. I did.
I know you did.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't well, no, Jasper, I wasn't there last week. Don't you remember?
That's right. I forgot about that.
I was.
You were on special assignment last week.
I was on special assignment.
Well, we had black bottom pie while you were there. Our friend Andrew Cameron from Donatology was with us. But make sure you go over to Hen House Market. Lobster tails, $7 each. Snow crab clusters, of course, will go great in my recipe, along with the shrimp. With the shrimp and peas, which we call Vesuvio. It's Chicago style right now. You can get the recipe online at henhouse.com. Don't forget Strawberry Hill, Povetitsa bread. It's on sale at your neighborhood market, along with farm-to-market sourdough bread and all the delicious breads over at your neighborhood Hen House Market. We're going to come right back after these messages. Of course, Kimberly Stern, myself, Kimberly. It's going to be a delicious show.
A delicious show. Andrew Broncato and, of course, Executive Chef Brass Onion, Chris Rohde. We're right here at the Brass Onion. People are coming in for bottomless mimosas, I see.
I didn't know that.
And Jasper, I'll keep you away from that. And a delicious brunch. So
come over and join us. And if you say the secret phrase, give me a phrase, Miss Kimberly, or a few words.
Brass Onion.
There you go. You're going to win some gift certificates. We have them available here right now. This is Jasper Mirabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from the Hen House Market. Make sure you check us out. We're over at the Brass Onion right now, sponsored by the Hen House Market, right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio, 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy
good morning and welcome back to Live from Jasper's Kitchen. Today we are at the Brass Onion in Prairie Fire. Make sure you come over and join us for a delicious brunch. We're getting some food out here in front of us right now, Miss Kimberly. And, of course, it's a delicious show, a live remote on KCMO.
I love live remotes inside the restaurant at Ground Zero. Well, we're at Ground Zero this morning, aren't we?
Most definitely.
Most definitely. Chef Chris Rohde says yes.
Kimberly, are you looking at that oven over there? Can you see it?
I can.
It's just not a regular oven, lady.
Oh, what comes out of that oven?
We do our cedar plank salmon in there, do some flatbread. It's about 660 degrees.
Okay.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Cooks the salmon nice and perfect, sears the outside, and keeps it all nice and juicy on the inside.
And is it on pretty much most of the time? Or
all day.
All day? All night? Do you turn it off or
down? We turn it off at night, but when I get back here in the morning, it's still like 380 degrees.
Is it?
No doubt.
Yeah. It
takes a while.
It's thick and, it holds the heat good.
That's
one
gorgeous.
One of our signature dishes, the brass onion dip, comes out of there all bubbly and hot. I love seeing it come out, and it's definitely a crowd pleaser.
Boards and cheese, caramelized onion, and some chips. Mm. Oh, my gosh, that's delicious.
And you know what I'm looking at here on this brunch menu? Of course, I'm from Iowa. pork chops were king in Iowa.
That's well, right.
One of and those you on do a Duroc. You've got one coming to us? Ah, you've got a Duroc and Iowa pork chop.
You will not be disappointed in this pork chop.
I bet I won't. And you house brine it?
Yeah, it's got a really nice brine and a good sauce. I'm doing the dinner portion on this one. The brunch one is a half of a chop. It's about a 2.5-inch thick, double cut, 16-ouncer. It's good.
I still remember my dad grilling those chops on the grill in the summer and, of course, telling us why they were so thick and that, you know, you need to be proud. This is from Iowa.
Well, we're looking at the menu here right now. We're at the Brass Onion. Make sure you come on over here. It's brunch and, of course, bottomless mimosas. I had no idea about that.
Jasper's excited about that. Maybe we need a carafe for him.
Should we get some drinks?
No. I'm okay with my coffee right now.
So, Jay, should we talk to Chef and Andrew about what inspired the menu? Because there are definitely some Southern influences.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we took a look back at our 50 years and talked about what has made us successful, and that's producing comfortable food that's inviting, and when it gets set in front of people, people are excited about it, and it's not stuffy, and it's not, overly complicated. And so we really focused on ingredients and driving home quality, but making food that people would get and were excited about. So there's some old recipes that have been around for 50 years, such as the signature fried chicken. And then Chef was able to just to put a new spin on it, too. And we also looked at the area and what we thought was somewhat lacking. And Southern food is just such a heartwarming cuisine. Mm. And so we thought, we could really draw on that and make things that would warm people and excite people. And then, we looked at some of the things we wanted to refine, though. And so Chef Chris has been able to just elevate every piece of this Southern menu, as well as creating features every weekend of his amazing fish features and bringing in things that you wouldn't expect from a true Southern restaurant, just exciting, refined food as well.
So, Chef Chris, do you have some Southern background, or obviously you do it well because Jasper, did you see the Low Country mac and cheese, the sauteed shrimp and grits, of course, the Iowa Pork Chop has Hop and John with it. So
yeah, and they're true Hop and John grits from Hop and John himself. I try not to stay in the middle of the road of anything. Try to, we want to be refined in the Southern aspect of it, but we bring a lot of fusion. And as far as the Southern, I've spent a lot of time all over the country and just kind of picked up stuff from a lot of people. And I try to source a lot of stuff locally and fresh and see what's available. And then, we just take what we can get there and, turn it into something magical.
And for us, the Southern wasn't necessarily just Southern United States. We looked at other areas, with our meatballs in Southern Italy and taking things from the Low Country, whether it be South Carolina. And our grits come from South Carolina. Mm-hmm. We researched different parts and where we were going to draw inspiration from.
I'm looking at the menu right now, and there's some unique items also. The obedient bird.
Yeah, we really, Low Country and Southern food, I guess, technically gets a bad rap for not being too healthy, but we wanted to make sure that we created items inside this restaurant that would appeal to a variety of audiences in South Johnson County and people who are coming from afar. That I may want the fried chicken today, but my wife may want to eat something a little healthier. So the obedient bird is a brick pressed chicken.
And what we do to make it special on that is it's a half of a chicken that we that's semi boneless. We take out all the bones except for the wing segment and one of the leg segments and leave the skin on it. When we marinate it in just some extra virgin olive oil and some fresh herbs, but when we sear it with the skin down with a brick on top of it, so that skin wraps around it, and it completely changes the complexity and the flavor of the chicken. It's not, we don't brine it, we don't, but we just season it, and it's just the way it's cooked and the freshness of the chicken that we use as well.
And the farro on the side, so the ancient grain you're putting in there too, which is very good for you. It's nutritious also, so.
Yeah.
And, of course, right by the Low Country, biscuits and gravy. And, Jasper, I know you're a biscuits and gravy fan.
Oh, yeah, you know I am. Come on.
And you've got fresh beignets.
Uh-huh.
And with fresh berries and creme anglaise. And honey cornbread. And I understand you've got a special honey that you do in the house?
Back to some of the local ingredients. I get our honey from Moyer Farms out of Richmond, Missouri. It's wildflower honey. It's, you know, unfiltered. It's legit. And you can really, really, you can taste the difference. I make a hot honey that Jasper likes a lot that I infuse. I use that honey and I put some ghost peppers, some habaneros, some serranos, and then I steep it in an Alto Sham wrapped up at about 180 degrees for 4 days and just let all the capsaicin soak into the honey. So it's still sweet and you get a lot of the heat, but you get the flavor of the peppers versus just hot.
Overpowering heat. Yeah. Wow.
Well, when you have that now, I have to ask you, the chicken and waffles, it's still on here.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the first time I had it with that honey.
Uh-huh.
And I went kind of crazy. I said, I got to have this. So I went home. I tried to duplicate it. I did not put all the peppers. I didn't do it for 4 days. It came out okay. We came back not too long ago, about 3 weeks ago. We had fried chicken on a Sunday, and we got to go, and we got some extra honey on the side. And my wife said, you're dipping the chicken in the honey. What is the matter with you? I said, come on. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, it really makes a difference.
Well, and we put another little dish on the brunch menu called the hot chicken and biscuit, which I refer to as Sunday gluttony, really, because the biscuits I make fresh in the morning, it gets the same chicken that goes on the chicken and waffles, and then the sausage gravy that I make, and then I put hot honey on top of it. So, we got some of that coming for you too,
Andrew. You like
life changing?
It's delicious.
Life changing. Yeah. I love that.
Now, Chef, you're closed Christmas Day.
Yes, sir.
Christmas Eve, you all close at what time?
We're open
whenever everybody stops showing up.
Yeah, we're open all evening. We got some great features.
Okay,
do you want to talk a few about your features?
You'll be open for Santa.
Yeah,
that's right.
If Santa comes knocking, right?
We do have some features this weekend and all the way through Christmas Eve. I got some pork belly burn ends that are completely.
Yeah.
I did a little Carolina twist on them. Put a little I'm calling them Nashville pork belly burn ends because I used our hot chicken sliders. I used a Nashville a spicy rub, and then I smoked them, and then we cool them, and I cut them up and fry them, and toss them in a Carolina sauce with some of that hot honey, some pickled radishes, and some of the sweet and spicy bread and butter pickles that I make.
Now he's talking, Jake. Now he's talking. No Jasper's
kidding.
Just kind of scratching his forehead. So, look, on this brunch menu, what are a couple of your most popular dishes? I know what mine would be.
Well, the hot chicken and biscuits is always a hit. The Grand Marnier French toast is, it's just French toast, but it's a little bit different. The bread that we use I get from Bagel Works. It's really, really thick, like a country white, and I really soak the batter into the so it's all the way through. It's really custardy and thick and very aromatic and delicious. The avocado toast, which I have one of those coming, is kind of a twist on, just a piece of toast with some sliced avocado on it and an egg. I actually make a avocado salad, which looks kind of like guacamole, but it doesn't have the same ingredients. And the sun-dried tomato hollandaise on top of it with this buttered wheat bread is
Oh
my goodness!
It's good. Everything really bounces off each other, and it plays very well. There's your fried chicken.
The fried chicken.
There's
there
that honey cornbread. Well, Jasper, we've got to go for a quick break.
We're gonna take a
just
quick break
time.
Here. We're not gonna go nowhere, though. I'm telling you right now, because we're gonna stick around. We're gonna be eating. You can come over and join us here for brunch. We're at the Brass Onion over in Prairie Fire. Right off 135th Street. You can't miss us. You come on in. You'll see the big KCMO table here. We're doing our live radio remote. Come on in. Have a cup of coffee. Join us for a little beignets.
Beignets.
More.
And those bottomless mimosas, Jasper.
Bottomless mimosas right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Like Christmas.
Miss Kimball, I've been waiting to do that.
You just dove in. You just dove into those mashed potatoes.
Yeah, well, you had that shovel in your hand. You're right behind me.
I cannot tell a lie.
I try to catch her all the time because she's Miss Prim and Proper,
Yeah, right.
And she waits to eat and she doesn't talk while she's eating. And when I'm in the studio, I'm relaxed.
Watch out.
I'm enjoying myself, and you put food in front of me? Come on. Live from Jasper's Kitchen, we are here today at the Brass Onion. Of course, live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your market for almost 98 years now. We're going on, Miss Kimberly.
98 years, yeah.
Of course, it's time to order your holiday pies. Pumpkin pie, pecan pie, French silk pie, black bottom pie. There's a pie that Jasper has not met that he doesn't
You're
like.
Talking my language. That's my love language, Jasper's pie.
And, of course, hey, you still may want some turkey on the table. Mm-hmm. Don't forget you can order your fresh, never frozen Hen House turkeys. And, of course, all the prepared foods for your holiday celebration. If you want some sweet slice, smoked, uncured ham, it's available at your neighborhood Hen House Market, along with all of the fixings, Miss Kimberly. Deluxe feast, they have the prime rib feast. You name it, it's available. Just give Hen House a call or stop by one of the 10 locations right here in Kansas City.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, what are we passing around
Plates
now,
Plates are
lady?
Being passed. Well, this
you
is
may have never
the,
loved a salad enough to become part of
I think this is the Iowa pork.
This
pork
is
chop,
the Duroc pork.
Right.
And it's the brine I put on, it's really, really, it's got a little sweet. I don't put a lot of salt in it because we season it. So the fennel and coriander and there's a lot of good stuff in there. I don't want to give it all away, but
no,
we grill it and then I finish it in a really hot oven so it really caramelizes the outside. And
that is fantastic.
And the smoked Gouda Mornay that goes with it is.
I'm not kidding you. You cut this with a fork. You don't need a knife at all for this,
chef. Okay,
it just falls
I see
right apart.
Pork chops in a whole new way.
I've taken a lot of pictures and gotten a lot of hugs because of this dish.
Hugs. Hugs over a pork chop.
Let's back this up and let's just talk about a little bit about your history. You said you come from a family along. Line of family with, meats, of course, and butchering and raising the cattle in Kansas City. Do you find that, people are still steak and potatoes, more leaning towards pork right now?
I think it's – pork's gotten a lot better. I had a bad rap for a lot of years.
Well
done and all this stuff. But now the pork farmers are actually some of the better, cleaner, everything's done at a very, very high level. So I think it's still, a beef town. It is the cow town, but, we sell a pretty good mix of all of our meats. I mean, because there's a reason we get what we get from who we get it. And, we don't just buy boxes of meats just because it's on sale,
We talked a little bit about our connection with Chris, and one of the reasons I believe that we're so successful here is my family and Chris connect on meats and quality of food, and it shows through his cooking. And part of Chris's background is his family is in the meat processing business in Wyoming, right, Chris?
Yes, sir.
And he just shares a passion for high quality meat products, and he understands the best preparation methods for them. And I mentioned before, just not stuffy, great food, and that's what we share together.
And the consistency, because if you go online, if you look in Instagram, you see Facebook, you see the photos, and now what's being presented is in front of us. They're exactly the chicken. The way it's laid on the plate here, it's exactly the same. And you just brought out the avocado toast, unlike any avocado toast I've seen.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's delicious.
So instead, you've got a scrambled egg on top.
Well, I do a soft scrambled egg, the thick whole wheat that I put some clarified butter on, and we grill it instead of toast it. And then the avocado has fresh thyme and basil and lots of lemon juice. And then the sun-dried tomato hollandaise on top. Really, it's all...
That's the unique part of it, in my opinion. You get that sun-dried.
Is that what
they're
the sun-dried tomato hollandaise? Wow, very creative.
It's got a little sun-dried tomato pesto, and then just the fresh hollandaise we make for the.
All of these dishes. Look at the beauty on this platters here. Seriously,
gorgeous.
Now, Kimberly, you were talking, interviewing, and I was eating some fried chicken.
Yes, you were, but you were sharing. Thank you.
I did share a little piece with you. I'm not going to lie to you.
And that's absolutely delicious.
The fried chicken is so good. Dip it with some of those mashed potatoes, the gravy. Look at the greens.
Kansas City is a steak town, but it's a fried chicken town.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, we love our fried chicken. And, of course, this is the nod to your grandfather,
that's
right?
That's it. That's the 50-year-old recipe right there.
Mr. B's fried chicken. And I would assume the recipe for this is in the vault.
That's
like
right.
Some of Jasper's recipes.
So the first time I had the fried chicken, I date way back to the 70s, if you remember, Harry T's. over in Truman Corners.
One of our first restaurants.
That's right.
That was around in the 70s and closed down in 91.
Wow.
When we just took time to focus on the other businesses at that point, the rental business and the catering business. And it wasn't until 2011 when we opened another restaurant.
Wow.
What made you want to go back into the restaurant business? Because the catering, and I don't think people realize when we say, you know, we say, oh, catering. It's just not catering. You're talking from 52. How many? Like the Walmart parties. How many
Thousands. There were 8,000 people seated dinners.
Mm-hmm.
But you create an experience in catering. You're not just about dropping off food or people going through a buffet line or a seated dinner.
No, we really try to focus on what people are looking for. And we have a variety of offerings. I think that's one of the things that make us unique in catering, as well as the restaurant, is we try to accommodate as many people and audiences as possible. So we do have a drop-off division of our business, and we have a picnic tailgate department of our business, and then we have the galas and the fundraisers where we're creating those experiences with linens and decor and food and coursing. And
tents and the whole – I remember Barstow one time. You built a whole nother building on the side for the dinner next to the gym.
We definitely could think outside the box and create experiences.
Outside
for sure.
The tent.
Unbelievable.
So how often do you change the menu here? Not overhaul it entirely, but I'm sure you
– We do updates all the time. We don't really change it seasonally because we do features every week. But if something's – you know, we run a feature and it just, like, goes over by like gangbusters, well, something's not moving, we just – you know, it's always moving. We have five different menus that are constantly –
I would say we're about every 3 to 4 months. We're probably looking at an item or two going on and off. And, you know, but he really focuses on his weekly features that we run Thursday through Saturday.
Yeah.
And they're just really just high quality and intensive. He's breaking down halibuts in the back. And, you know.
So what's tonight's special?
Tonight we have, and what I try to do is a appetizer, a salad, a fish, and then we call a chef's feature, and then sometimes a dessert feature. This week we're doing, I have some brass onion baked oysters that we're working on, putting them on the menu, take some caramelized onions, roasted peppers, some sauteed spinach, and some of our house boar's end cheese, put it on some Malbec oysters, and bake them. It's just simple and delicious. Then the pork belly burn-ins we talked about. Yeah. I have an herb-roasted mahi-mahi with some local Grand River mushrooms, a mushroom risotto.
We love Grand River. Yeah.
It's got some chopped lobster, Maine lobster on top, whole lobster, and a champagne beurre blanc that has some tarragon and some chervil. It's really, really good.
Wow.
I also have American Kobe strip steak that's 7 grades above prime.
7 grades.
It's American Wagyu that's a Japanese Wagyu that's bred with Black Angus, and they're free-range animals from Snake River Farms in Idaho. It is unbelievable. Doing some truffled smash bliss potatoes.
It's one of the best steaks I've ever had.
So
next break, I'm going to go get some pieces of meat to bring out here to show you the quality.
And what was just delivered here?
Come on.
That's the hot chicken biscuit right there.
That's a chicken biscuit.
You've had this before.
You were shaking there for a minute. You were either looking for a spoon or a fork. Something was going on there.
I was
going
to slap your hand because I saw you dive into it.
No, because we got to take a picture of that. Okay, Chef, I have to tell you something. We're looking at all the dishes we're eating right now, but we're still thinking, you know, a week not too far away, New Year's Eve is right around the corner.
I have a great New Year's Eve.
So that's what I want to know about. So any hints, any teases for New Year's that you can give our listeners? Because, you know, it's still one of the biggest days in the restaurant industry, biggest nights, rather.
Yeah, we're doing, a four-course meal. You know, for each couple, you get to choose an appetizer. We have the oysters. I have some really, really awesome crab cakes. And for the people that don't, you know, want, you know, the seafood, I have our dueling hummus, which has two different hummuses and some grilled pita, some of our roasted vegetables that are on the salmon here that we chill that has 17 different vegetables in it. Then we have salad or soup. I do a really nice lobster bisque, a celebration salad or a burrata salad. I got some really nice lobster tails. We're going to do a filet and lobster. We're also going to showcase our prime rib that we're really proud of, the quality of the beef, the way we cook it. It's unbelievable. We're doing a little salmon Oscar, and then I'm going to do this little ossobuco with some duroc pork shanks. I'm kind of doing a salt and boca take, but that's kind of how I'm braising it, with some sage and some pancetta and some porcini mushrooms.
Wow, seriously?
Yeah, and then for dessert, rather than given a bunch of different choices of desserts, you know, sometimes you miss out on some things. So I'm doing little trios of three of our signature desserts. So
nice.
Everybody gets a little taste of all of them.
It'll be a dinner you won't want to miss, for sure.
Then we're going to do wine pairings with each course as well, if you're into that.
And, you know, when we come back from this next break, we need to talk about your bar program and how it complements Chris's menu, the atmosphere that you've taken such great pains to create, Andrew. So that'll be a fun conversation. Do you have your reservations made for New Year's Eve, Andrew?
I don't know if I'll be sitting and dining, but I'll be here.
Do you work when it's like all hands
on
deck?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a big catering night for us, too.
Sure.
Is it really?
Yeah, we do.
A lot of people just don't want to leave.
We do a lot of different events down at Union Station, where we're part of their New Year's Eve celebration.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Out at Lone Summit Ranch, they're having a really nice celebration out in Lee Summit. It'll be a lot of fun, actually, flashbacks playing out there.
Yeah.
That we have events out there and a few other places in the city that we take part in.
Wow.
I didn't realize that. Well, my friends, you need to come out here. We're at the excellent Brass Onion itself today. It's a live radio show. Kimberly, my son-in-law, is here because my daughter and son-in-law came in last night, and I made a little breakfast this morning.
You did?
Come on. Wolfman's English muffin and some bacon. That was it.
Okay.
And he's looking over here right now. All this food in front of us. Yeah, I said, come on, someone has to join us. You brought so much food out there, guys. Unbelievable. Come on out. We're at the Brass Onion, Prairie Fire. Come see us. I'm telling you, we just had one of our longtime listeners bring some toys. I'm going to drop them off because you can still do the Toys for Tots.
Toys for Tots, yeah.
And he said the secret phrase, of course.
The secret phrase, which is Brass Onion.
So we had to give him some, we didn't have to, but we gave him some henhouse gift certificates, of course. How great. You know, these listeners, they remember about Toys for Tots and bringing the toys still. And great memories with our Toys for Tots program and Jasper's restaurant. Well, Kimberly, we're going to take a short break. I'm telling you all, bottomless mimosas, biscuits and gravy with chicken.
And really good coffee.
And the hot honey's on there. Come on. We're live at the Brass Onion Prairie Fire. Come join Kimberly Stern and myself right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Nat King Cole. Here's a song that I introduced quite a few years ago, and I'm very proud to be associated with it. It was written by Mel Torme and a fellow by the name of Bob Wells. And I think they came up with a dandy. Because every year this song seems to get stronger and stronger. The Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Oh, my God. Is that a beautiful opening?
It is a beautiful opening. Mark, we've got to give a shout-out to you back in the studio. You, not only are you a well-known voice over in town, you just love music. And you have added such a nice element to life in Jasper's Kitchen.
He really has, I'll tell you. And a lot of people don't realize what really goes into this show. Yeah. Every week, beginning on Sunday morning, with you getting the guests together, lining up, getting all my emails.
All your emails,
all my
Jasper.
Emails. Look at that look.
The day will live in infamy that you sent me about 30 emails in quick succession.
Oh, yes. Come on.
30.
Hey, come on. I'm on a roll sometime. 4:30 in the morning. I'm going.
I know.
And then, I mean, you think about what really goes into the show and all the people who work on, of course, the engineers every week when we're live out there.
That's right.
I mean, Dennis is just like the buttons go and we're on the air. And it's not easy. And I was told that 14 years ago. That you can't do a one-hour show live. You have to do maybe a 20-second, go in and maybe talk for 2 minutes and get off. You can't do a live show, and we've done it.
We've done it.
I mean, Mary Best, of course, in charge of all the advertising, and Donna Baker,
great
station
crew.
Manager. I mean, really, there's so many people that put something into this. And Mark, of course, with the commercials and the music and putting us together.
And Hen House. We love
and our longtime sponsor, Hen House Market. From the beginning, Hen House Market.
And, of course, working with guests. We love our guests.
How about the list you sent me this week? Leonard was overwhelmed.
From 2019, we had quite a lineup. And it's so cool that we're ending our final live show of the year. We won't be live next week. With Andrew Brancato, Executive Chef Chris Rohde at the Brass Onion.
196 guests this year on our live from Jasper's
Kitchen.
I counted them all.
Good for you, Jim.
I counted every one of them, Kimberly. We're here at the Brass Onion over in Prairie Fire. You need to come join us. This is Jasper Mirabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
And we're live today with a live radio remote. Had the chef and the owner sit with us. Does it get any better?
It doesn't.
Look at the food in front of us.
The food is amazing.
I don't know if you know what they just brought me, Andrew just gave me, huh?
I think it was it's the honey you love.
It's the honey. It's unbelievable.
Are you
it's
just
nothing
drink
like
it?
The honey I tried to duplicate, chef. Mine is dark. It's cloudy. It's not. I mean, this is something else.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
You got me on this one. Mm. I'm ready to dip some chicken there. You need to take this interview over, Kimberly, because I'm going to do some eating here.
Well, gladly, Jay. I will. So, you know, one thing we've been talking about, this unbelievable food. And, you know, Andrew, between segments here, we talked about how each of these dishes, I would come back for each of these. And you and Chris have kind of designed the menu that way so that people have different experiences to look forward
yeah,
to.
Yeah, absolutely. I was the atmosphere and the menu, we really wanted it to be a place where you're people in the neighborhood, there's a large apartment complex attached to Prairie Fire where you could say, you know, I'm going to go over there on Monday night and watch the Monday night football game and have some fried chicken. And Saturday rolls around and you want to go have a great piece of fish, the mahi-mahi feature, or a slice of prime rib. And on a date night, you come back over on Saturday and not feel like you are going to have the same experience. We can create totally two completely different experiences in 1 week for you, or every night of the week, if you so choose. And then the bar as well. When we redid the look and feel of the restaurant, the bar used to be sort of a dark spot behind the counter there. And so we wanted to feel brighter and more open, so we added different lighting fixtures that created a little bit more openness, and then we redid all this antique mirroring behind the bar, so it created a focal point of the restaurant. The bar is huge. For those of you who've been in the restaurant, it's a
big
central point of the restaurant. Yeah. So along with that, we really needed to create a program that fit the food and such a central point of the restaurant. So from a wine list that we keep hearing is second to none in the area, not from a amount of selections, but just from a quality and price point. We have unique offerings that people say, you know, I can't go anywhere and get this kind of wine at these prices, and they really enjoy it. To the craft cocktails, we have a barrel program where we're barrel infusing different liquors.
Look at the barrels over there by the oven.
Yeah, we have.
Are they beautiful?
Oh, I just saw those. Yeah.
All sorts of different liquors going at all times inside those barrels, and our mixologists are creating drinks that are just stand above, and they really complement the level of quality of food that Chris puts out.
So, Chris, again, attention to detail.
Oh, there's no doubt. Chris, you got the barrels too close to the kitchen. Some of that go into any of the cuisine?
Not those particular ones.
Not those. I was thinking maybe it's a little whiskey and something in the chicken,
I do
or something
some
like
whiskey,
that.
But when I'm cooking with it, I like the burn, and those are to take the burn off of it.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, make it smooth.
So. I have to ask you, and this is something we didn't, from the beginning, I meant to ask you, the name Brass Onion.
Yeah, so we toyed with the name for a long time leading up into the restaurant, and, you know, I really wanted to create, have the name represent what the restaurant is as far as layers and aesthetics. And an onion in color is brass in color. So I feel like an onion is such a central, an intricate part of cooking. It's in so many dishes, and it's this understated winner in what you do in the culinary world. And then as well, it's got all these layers and these peels. And as you continue to peel an onion, you just get more and more flavor and vibrancy.
I had no idea.
And so, you know, we were able to create the brass look with the aesthetics and have a aesthetic portion of the onion as well as the layers of depth of an onion. And that's what we've created here is the brass onion.
I love that. And, Chris, you really take that to heart from a culinary standpoint. I mean, any of these dishes, you're pulling back the layers of the flavors and they're complex but approachable.
Absolutely. That's a great way to put it. I love that. I'm going to use that.
You use that.
All right. Thank you. Complex.
No, seriously. I mean, and everything just kind of comes together. Our good friend Craig Jones just sent me a text. He's listening right now.
Yeah.
He said, I got to come try those dishes. The waiter describing them. Well, Craig, it's not just the waiter we're describing them right now. We're eating them right now.
Uh-huh.
And right before we came back on the air, the chef brought over some of the Wagyu beef. This is unbelievable. Look at that meat right
there. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, the marbling in it's like I said, it's seven grades above prime. United States beef is grade from select to prime. Japanese is from 1 to 12. This is a 9.
I'm not kidding. I've not seen that since I've been in Japan.
Yeah, they have
a few years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, there's higher end, but they usually sell it by the gram or the.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a ribeye guy.
I am too.
Me too.
And for the reason of I never feel like a strip can live up to a ribeye, and that strip can live up to a ribeye.
No kidding.
It's fantastic.
I take some tallow that I make with Kobe with the fat, like rendered, you know, fat, and we sear it on cast iron with it. It's it's good.
I was gonna put a picture up yesterday. My friend Brian Flannery, a butcher from San Francisco, sent us a double cut ribeye, and I was gonna brag about it. Mm-hmm. I can't put
you
it
can't
up
brag.
Compared to this Wagyu right now. I got to get a picture of that before we go it. Also. I had no idea about that here at the restaurant, the brass onion.
We've learned a lot. We've pulled back the layers of that onion. Okay, we need to talk before we go about Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve. People can still get reservations.
Yeah, and we're still running our gift card promotion, too, for stocking stuffers.
Oh, I would like to get that in my stocking.
And we also have party packs if you need whole prime ribs. Fried chicken, all kinds of stuff.
Party packs to go.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
And Jasper, look, get a $10 gift card with your $50 gift purchase. I bet there are some people on your list who would love to find that in their stockings.
Even better, $25 with your $100 gift purchase.
There you go.
So make sure you come on out. Spread some cheer. The brass onion this holidays. I'm telling you right now, overwhelmed with the quality, chef, that you have brought out here to us. And it's just not for us today because I eat out here. I join you all. Absolutely love it. Brunch, Saturday and Sunday, Andrew. During the week, of course, you're going to be open up Christmas Eve. And, of course, New Year's Eve is going to be a big day around here, too.
We also do happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6, which is awesome. Drinks and we have a lot of food, too.
Yeah. And nightly features. Every night of the week after the holidays, we do a feature every night.
Well, I hope you'll have us back.
Please.
Next year. This has been absolutely wonderful. The Brass Onion in Prairie Fire.
Make sure you come on out here. Bottomless mimosas. How about that?
You're going for that next, Jasper.
Well, we can now. We're going off the air here in about 20 seconds. How about that?
Thank you guys for having us. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you, Andrew, to you and your family, Chef, to you and your family. Thank you so much for hosting us today. It's been fantastic. We look forward to coming back, of course, to all our friends and everyone, David Ball and family, everyone in the house. And to you, Miss Kimberly, Merry Christmas, my
friend. Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year.